This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail haulers out there delivering the packages in the mail wherever it needs to go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. Appreciate you guys and gals, too. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people listening to us, as well as our Amazon drivers. Thanks a lot for the comments that we've been getting. People have been chiming in here. And I'll try to mention your names here in a little bit. But you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter all the same way, Captain's America, Captain's America. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and get the podcast over there, check out the things we have on that page, as well as listening to the program. If you can't hear it any other way, that's the way you can hear it right there. And we do live stream the show over there from 2 to 6 when we're on for the 4 hours that we're on. And we also stream the show after we're done with a replay. It's on a loop that plays over and over again. That's the same show for 4 hours until it comes back to the next one. All right, let's get over here to the telephone line and get moving. We have got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's with the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. And all those people are having a good time cheering you because they know that you're a tanker. They know you're a tanker, and they know that you're going to set everybody straight with this tank stuff. So we'll do that after we say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize and put exclamation marks on both sides of the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, you are a tanker, so consequently, you can appreciate what Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced yesterday, that his government would provide Ukraine with the Leopard 2 battle tanks and approved requests by other countries to do the same. Now, in a statement, his government said it would initially provide Ukraine with one company of Leopard 2 A6 tanks, which comprises 14 vehicles from its own stocks. Now, they eventually are going to give them as many as 88. So why the significance of the Leopard tank? Is it because it's easily accessible and close by?
It is. Hey, Captain, first of all, let me say that I'm biased, but I think that God particularly loves tankers, and the Ukrainians particularly love tankers, and they love tanks. But before I delve into the specifics of this from my tanker perspective, I just want to read my perspective on U.S. involvement and European involvement is unchanged, unlike all the other things that seem to be float on. And that is this. For those that are engaged in the war, like the Ukrainians and the Russian military, not to be confused with Vladimir Putin and his administration, but the military themselves, the war is driving the politics.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are at best fighting this war by proxy or on the sidelines, like the United States of America and many of the Europeans, the reverse is true. The politics is what is driving the engagement in the war. So folks need to keep that in mind. It drives everything. This, the deal with the tanks, the Leopard tanks, and now the 31 Abrams tanks, United States of America, this didn't just happen, fall out of the sky overnight. To come up with that seemingly odd number of 31 Abrams tanks, this is something that was negotiated over several weeks with our Department of Defense and the Secretary of the Army and with the Biden administration in the background before he made his announcement yesterday with negotiations right there. That is an odd number. About two tank companies plus three from the United States of America, which is kind of odd in itself. And, of course, the Germans have been back and forth. They were holding up, says we won't, but we will, flirting with the idea that we will allow others that have the Leopard tanks to provide them to the Ukraine. And they look for a green light. And then, of course, the Germans reportedly were for looking for America to have more skin in the game by coming up forward and providing them protection from Russia by being up front saying, hey, we'll provide tanks, and they gave them the green light to directly provide Leopard tanks instead of relying on others that they've given Leopard tanks to as well. So this is not an overnight thing. This is quite a bit in the making, and as was observed in the early talks, yeah, this ain't going to happen right away. And Biden knew it, because I know he was advised about this, that right now for the current conflict, it is going to take months, many months for this to happen, because they haven't even figured out where these tanks are going to come from. Because it's not just simply saying, okay, let's open up this where we've got them in storage, or we're going to
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and we'll be coming right back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we're going to be talking more about these tanks and what's going on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Wright, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would be Moss Family Automotive, the Nissan division, with all those Nissan stores, starting with the one in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-new, spanking brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway, the expressway. So there you go, on the south side of the highway, about 100 yards in. Now, remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. And they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, fire, or police, you get a discount on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Same for church pastors. You're included in there, too. And don't forget your Moss Care, where you get oil changes as well as tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, you also, sir, are the host of Military Matters.
I am at that. It's a video podcast, it's a Facebook page, it's a regular newsletter, and we try to honor those who serve and have served the nation in military uniform in whatever way we can.
All right. Well, we've got a call here from one of our regulars. That's Backgammon Bob. Okay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to ask the Colonel, does he think that the tank is going to remain its relevance, or is it decreasing with the advent of such highly sophisticated manned portable missiles such as the Javelin? And then I think the Russians also have some pretty good ones, too. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right, go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, I caught part of that, and I think he was talking about reminding folks that there's more than just these tanks involved. That's the big thing that's making the headlines. But the ongoing other things include, you know, we've talked about the training for those in the Patriot missile at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And he mentioned the javelins and other anti-tank. Yeah, tanks to kill tanks, but also the man-portable tank killers on the battlefield right there. They're all important. It's, you know, on the modern battlefield, especially when you're fighting conventional land warfare like we are here, like we haven't fought in a while since, that Shield Desert Storm that I fought in. All those things are important and play a role in that. So I don't know if that addresses his comment or his questions, but it's always worth a reminder.
He started out with, are tanks still going to be a relevant force? You know, are they going to be relevant to the situation?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's, without a doubt, the Leopard tanks and Abrams tanks, those are game changers on the battlefield. Without a doubt, especially when you start to talk about the total numbers, when you talk about not just the Germans, but the other European forces that have Leopard tanks. And then on top of that, 31, even though the American tanks, of course, correctly noted earlier, will take months to get there. So they're not going to affect the whatever kind of offensive that the Russians or the Ukrainians might mount over the next couple months. But those are game changers. Don't downplay those. A lot of these manned portables are, you've got to be particularly lucky or whatever to take out Leopard and Abrams tanks. And these highly maneuverable tanks, much more so than the Russian Soviet era tanks, are much more capable of surviving the battlefield up there. In the end, we kind of think tanks kill tanks, for the most part. They're the most effective. So I don't downplay the significance of these tanks whatsoever. And I'm biased. I haven't been a tanker, but I know this to be true because it's empirically been proven.
Now, it's my understanding they're going to have as many as 400. That's their goal.
Well, that's a goal. That's a distant goal. Even if you look at the numbers that are tossed around at the various and sundry, it's about a total of 12 different nations that have promised tanks of one sort or another. And that comes out to maybe two brigades worth right there. But when you're talking the numbers you just pointed out, that's a pretty robust mechanized division worth of that. And that's well beyond the outcomes of whatever kind of conflict and ground warfare that's going to occur here in the short midterm.
Well, I don't want to tell the Russians what to do, but it seems to me if you're going to have a bunch of tanks and you don't have enough to begin with, you're going to have them scattered out. The first thing that the Russians are going to do is they're going to try to use their drones and or their aircraft to take those tanks out wherever they can find them.
Or at least identify where they're at and to keep their presence known. And then the drones have been primarily used to focus field artillery and indirect fire, not the ground warfare, because quite honestly, the Russians have not been very capable in their conduct of ground warfare in their year-long invasion of Ukraine to start with. Even when the grounds were frozen, all that, because of the command and control problems that they have, they did some things that were not very smart in terms of tactics, and which led to strategic failures in the longer run. So we'll see. They've got new people in charge there. Putin has fired some folks from there. And we'll see as this thing on goes whether they change their ground game and whether to what extent the Ukrainians and the European forces and we and aiding them with our intelligence have contributed to the effort to defeat the Russian invasion.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is, and we don't have a lot of time left. So, Eric, I hope you get right to the point. This is Eric in East Tennessee.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Hey, Colonel, real quick. Regarding the tanks that are going downrange or being a pre-positioned downrange, I was wondering if you could address, I have my opinion on things, I was wondering if you could address, people are comparing this deployment of tanks to what happened in the Gulf War, Persian Gulf War I, back in the Desert Storm, Desert Shield era, they're trying to compare this. Well, we did it then, so we should do it now. And I was wondering if you could hit on the logistical aspect, the types of rounds that are not universal in NATO for the SABO rounds, the depleted uranium rounds. And I was wondering if you could also briefly address the logistical challenges and training required for gun crews and drivers in those tanks.
Well, he's got 90 seconds to answer that. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Eric. Okay, go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, you got to separate out the deployment to Desert Storm, and then what occurred after, in the wake of that, when we left weapons and we provided weapons to include tanks to the new Iraqi army. Two different things. What we're doing with Ukraine is much more like the end of Desert Shield, Desert Storm. With regard to the weaponry, there's certain munitions in our Abrams tanks that are not going to accompany these Abrams tanks. I guarantee it. Just because we don't even provide them to allies and all that. They are for our use only. But it does point out the complexity of this. It's not just simply providing tanks. There's munitions. There is some training that goes with this. There's support equipment like the M88 recovery vehicles, other things that are unique to our tank forces right here. And you got to make decisions about what do they already have that could do that, and what do we need to provide additional to that. So it's never as simple as just saying, okay, provide tanks. So he is correct in pointing that out, but yeah, we'll be very limited. There's some things that aren't going to make it their way, and nor should they.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Manpower, are we going to put boots on the ground? We're going to have to, aren't we, to train these people or what?
Right now, you know, most of the training is occurring in the United States.
Europe.
I think to the maximum extent possible, we need to not. We need to force the Europeans. It looks like the Germans have really, they've called our hand. They force functioned us to do something that I don't think we were inclined or wanted to do, and we should have taking the upper hand, in my opinion, for them to take a little bit of risk, because it's their national security that's more at risk here, not the United States of America. I've been consistent in that, and I believe that to be fundamentally true. We seem to walk back from that with Biden's announcement about providing 31 Abrams tanks, but we'll see. I hope we don't go on path, because the results in the long run for this may not be pleasant, particularly when we've got a military that we are not equipping and manning and training in order to fight a war that may occur that is a national security threat, much more so than the war in Ukraine is right now.
Well, it's just getting to be more Russia versus U.S. all the time, isn't it?
It is, and we don't want a proxy war. That's what happens when you begin with a proxy war. Mm-hmm. Historically, that's what's happened, and we need to wake up and make sure that we apply the historical precedent before we make it.
All right, Colonel. You have yourself a great day. I'm going to talk to you next week, and have yourself a great event there, too. All right?
All right, Captain. You have a great day.
All right. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I'll be right back with more. Bo Browning's in the house.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky is thanking the U.S. for its decision to provide his nation with tanks as it fights its ongoing battle with Russia. In a Twitter post, Zelensky called it an important step on the path to victory. President Biden announced the U.S. will provide Kyiv with 31 M1 Abrams tanks, which are among the most powerful in the world. Americans are becoming more disgruntled at work. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which averages results across 2022. It showed that less than a third of employees said they were actively engaged at work or feeling passionate about their jobs. That number is about 4% drop from a high of 36% in 2020. Meantime, 18% of employees said they were actively disengaged, the highest that number has been since 2013. Gallup has been tracing employee engagement for more than 20 years. Former child star Lance Kerwin has passed away. Kerwin became famous in the 1970s for starring in the TV series James at 15. I'm Julio Flores.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that right after I remind you that I've got Bo Browning in the house from National Aviation Academy, and here's a little something about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, you know and I know that we always talk about the fact that we try to get people to take the tour before they come over to your school, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
go online and visit us, you know, and sign up, get information that way, or, you know, absolutely come to one of our locations and take the tour. It's the best way to do it.
Now, the best way to do that is to go to the website, first of all, NAA.edu, check it out, and then while you're there, you'll see that you have the two campuses, the one in Clearwater, which is here in our backyard on the other side of the bay, and the one up in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, and they'll be able to make a call to 800-659-2080 and set up an appointment to take a tour. Now, I've been telling people, because you have the two campuses, maybe they want to check them both out.
Sure, absolutely. If somebody had the ability to do that, you know, depending on, you know, what kind of atmosphere you like, you know, you like Four Seasons, obviously the New England area is going to provide Four Seasons for you. If you want to come somewhere where it's warm, you know, the beach, you know, pretty mild climate most of the year, you know, you like the heat in the summer, then come down here to Florida, our Clearwater campus. They're both, you know, unique. To where they're at, you know, and they both provide the same level of training, the same type of experience. The difference is down here in Florida, we run day shift and night shift, and up in our Concord, Mass. Location, we only run a day shift program currently.
Now, we all know that we're in the midst of a real mess in the Ukraine. We have a real mess in the Middle East. We could possibly have a real mess developing in Southeast Asia again because of all the moves China's making in North Korea and whatnot. All that being said, I would think that the future is extremely bright for an aircraft maintenance tech because of all the aircraft they're going to need to be flying around doing whatever it is they're doing, because we just got done talking about Ukraine. Got done talking about the easiest way to take care of the tanks is to get the aircraft up in the air and go get them, which is probably the next thing that's going to happen. Somebody's going to do it. It's either going to be us or it's going to be Russia with our aircraft and our drones. Somebody's going to do it. You know what's coming.
Sure.
So what do you think about this being a time that if you're ever going to do it and become an aviation maintenance tech and get the big bucks and the job security, this is the time to make the move?
Sure, you know, absolutely. There's possibly going to be some opportunity in some overseas locations to help support, you know, the Department of Defense or some country's defense. You know, again, that takes a unique person, you know, to be able to do that. I mean, you're asking a lot of individual. The company's going to ask a lot of you, and of course, you're not going to be in the most glamorous of places. And you know, some of those places could be, you know, absolutely hostile. You know, the other thing that's going on that everybody needs to be aware of is, you know, obviously the price of oil, the price of fuel in this country, you know, it has an impact on everything we do in the world. It plays a role in our daily lives in every form and fashion. You know, so that will also impact the way the aviation business, especially the commercial airline business, the private sector, you know, commercial corporate aviation, you know, handles their aircraft and their aircraft maintenance. So, you know, there are two sides of the scale here, and you know, all of them are equally important. But you know, the price of oil, the price of fuel, you can't lose sight of that, how it impacts your daily life. And you know, obviously, a lot of people think that this, you know, we're just putting gas in cars and airplanes and stuff like that. But you know, literally, petroleum is part of your daily life and everything you touch, feel, do. You know, so it impacts everything you do.
Well, it just so happens I went over here to find out what the wholesale price of fuel was today. But they don't have jet fuel listed on this chart. But regular gasoline coming out of the refinery, less the taxes, is $2.59 a gallon before you add all the state and local taxes on. Federal taxes already in that. It was $2.65 on Monday, sure. So it's dropped 6 cents. But gasoline for airplanes is much more expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So. The price, you know, people have already seen the price of airline tickets going up, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we also know that the aviation industry itself is struggling with some, you know, internal workings. You know, we know what happened, what was it, 4, 5, 6 days ago. You know, basically the air traffic was shut down across the country.
Computer.
Domestic air traffic. Mm-hmm. So. You know, there are a lot of things, there are a lot of upgrades, and, you know, obviously, the whole worker shortage, the whole labor shortage in this country may have played a role in a lot of these things. You know, definitely delays on the airport, delays with your aircraft departing and arriving, those types of things. You know, labor plays a big part into that. You know, getting airplanes off the gate in a timely, efficient fashion, and most importantly, safely. You know, it's really, really a big deal. And, you know, there is opportunity in the aviation maintenance world, National Aviation Academy. We're going to have a career fair, our first career fair of 2023. It's going to be on February 8th for all of our current students. And all
that
of our
inside,
alumni.
Outside, or both?
It's going to be primarily inside the building, but that's going to be for our current students and our alumni.
What is that? February? What day is that?
I believe that's Wednesday.
All right, I might be able to come over there.
So it is. Like I said, first career fair 2023. We're going to have plenty of employers there that are actively looking, and a lot of the employers in the aviation industry right now. They're trying to get their market share of available maintenance technicians, so they're offering some very lucrative packages, things like that. But if you're interested in the aviation maintenance world, please give National Aviation Academy a call. Look into us, compare us to the other institutions that are out there. I think the latest data that I read, there's roughly 185, 187 aviation maintenance technician schools in the United States currently. Look into them. I'm sure wherever you're at in the United States, wherever you're listening to us from, if you're interested in aviation maintenance, if you go to the FAA website, there's probably a school in your state or relatively close to you. Compare National Aviation Academy and what we have to offer to those other institutions. Make a decision based on what your needs are and what your expectations are, and the institution that you think is going to be the best fit for you. But it's a very good career. It's been good to me, like I've always said. It afforded me the opportunity to do things that I never thought I'd be able to do.
Well, so many people have come from other walks of life. For example, if you can turn a wrench on a car, on a truck, on a boat, you can probably turn that same wrench on an airplane.
Sure. If you understand, how to read a maintenance manual and you have some manipulative skills, you can learn to be an aircraft mechanic. Without a doubt, there is nothing that, anyone can achieve as long as you're willing to put in the hard work and the time to achieve it. The opportunity is there.
And by the way, certainly military veterans, if they've got, it's to say they've worked on a flight crew somewhere, sure, or they've been either ground or in the air or whatever, certainly there'd be a place for them there. And they might have a leg up, right? They might have a leg up.
Absolutely. So, if you're a military veteran, if you're an aviation maintenance technician, you're a maintainer of whatever type of aircraft, fixed wing jets, transport aircraft, cargo aircraft, helicopters. Yeah, and if you're maintaining those pieces of equipment right now in the military and you're looking at transitioning out of the military, first and foremost, you want to see what kind of credible experience you got under the rules within the Federal Aviation Administration. If you go to Part 65 of the Federal Aviation Regulation, it'll tell you about, 18 months in credible experience and 30 months of credible experience.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. Bo and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call, the number is 877-969-8600. I got a couple of questions I'll take via the Internet, so you can also contact me that way. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
For tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens, with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area only. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. And you might get a free trip to the back room with those donuts that are back there. You like donuts, Bo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, they got
Krispy Kremes grew up on them down
there. Oh, they got a back room there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and if you get there and you ask real nice, you just might get some. So, I got a question from from Gates. His name is Gates. Sorry. Yeah. I got a question from there. He says, Captain, he says, ask your guest, please. I live over here just the other side of Orlando. It can take as much as 2 hours to get through Orlando to clear the city before I even get anywhere near US 27. My question is, would it be better to stay over there by you? And if so, do you have places where you can put people up, or do we get apartments, or how does that work? Do you have dorms? Thanks a lot. Waiting for your answer.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, one of the major things that's a problem right now in the Central Florida area and really across Florida everywhere is affordable housing. So yes, we do have some relationships. We have a student services department that can assist and give you the information of available or possible available housing in the local area close to our campus over here in Clearwater, Florida. You know, again, that commute coming from Orlando, you're absolutely correct. I-4 could be a mess. You know, who knows how long that would take you to get over here and get back. You know, so there are a couple things you should explore. One, do you want to be in that traffic all the time? Two, can you find affordable housing over here in Clearwater that's conducive for what you're looking for? And three, you know, is it just you, or do you have a family that you also have to worry about, and are you going to commute back and forth? Because as we know, gas has gone back up, you know, 50 cents a gallon here in the last week, 2 weeks, you know, so if you're coming from, you know, Orlando to Tampa, you're talking, you know, 70 miles, maybe, one direction, if you're going all the way over in the Clearwater.
So maybe a little more. Yeah.
So that's a huge commute, that's a huge cost. Go online and look. There are some other institutions that are close to you, maybe closer to you, and they may serve the purpose also. Again, you know, National Aviation Academy, we want students to be successful. We want students to be set up for success, and we, as much as we appreciate them coming to National Aviation Academy, if there's an institution that's closer to you that meets your needs better, you know, absolutely go to that institution. You know, look into it also. Again, you can go on the FAA website, go to Airman Training and Certification. There's a place to find an aviation maintenance school. Click on that. It'll give you a drop down for your state that you're in. You can hit that drop down, and it'll give you a list of schools in the state that you're in or any state you're looking at. You know, do your research. Again, I would rather see somebody be successful closer to their home than to put themselves in a financial situation to try to come and attend National Aviation Academy. Again, you know, we appreciate your interest. We appreciate you coming here, but we want you to be successful ultimately, and success is up to the individual that's looking to do it. But give us a call. We're here to assist you. You know, if you call over there, and if I'm available and you ask to speak to me, I will absolutely speak to you, and give you my best advice on things that you can do and different options that are out there.
800-659-2080, that's the number, 800-659-2080, call National Aviation Academy, and they'll answer your questions. Now, I do know you've had some people in the past, because I've run into them, two or three or four guys will run a house.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
How they do it, and that makes it affordable.
We have students, excuse me. We have students that have roommates. We have students that, you know, find rooms to rent. We have people that, you know, they may have their own travel trailer, recreational vehicle, things like that. So there are different options out there, 100%. But, you know, always keep in mind, you know, the cost of travel back and forth, the cost of housing in Florida, you know, these are all very, very important things. Bottom line is, if you're stressed out about what's going on in your personal life, your personal finances, you know, your personal relationships, you know, that's going to take time away from you studying and having the attention, or given the attention to your education that you really should. So, you know, make sure you have a good support structure around you, and you think out your process and your decision very well. You know, it's very, very important to have support structure around you and be prepared.
We haven't had one of these questions in a while, but here's a question now from Warren. Warren is saying, I'm very interested in operating and learning how to repair and fly drones. I understand that's a business all by itself. Do you teach that?
No, not National Aviation. Currently, we do not do the drone training. Again, you can go on the FAA website. There's all the information about drones and how you can get into doing that. Recreational, professional. there are different requirements for that. So go to the FAA website. You can find out about those different requirements. There are drone programs, online and at different education institutions across the country. And so there is available information out there for you. Again, I don't know exactly what you plan on doing, but there are different requirements for different types of drones, different sizes of drones, and things like that. So go to the FAA website, start your search there, and it will help you out.
Okay, I have another question from Megan. Megan's saying, do you have a lot of women taking the course?
Sure. Obviously, the aviation maintenance field is historically male-dominated industry, but there are quite a few women. We're seeing more and more women come into the industry, and, women can be 100% successful in this industry. They're absolutely welcome. National Aviation Academy has had great success with the women that have come through our program. And if you're looking for a great opportunity, a great career field, it doesn't matter if you're male, female, it doesn't matter what your particular belief system is. All of those things, the opportunity is the same for everyone. If you're interested in maintaining, repairing, servicing, you have some mechanical ability, you want to be part of a team, the aviation maintenance technician world is a place that you should really look into, because there's great opportunity out there for everyone.
And the way they find you is by going online to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Once again, naa.edu. Take a look at the website. Understand that you're going to see two different campuses. Pick the one you want to go visit, and then pick up the telephone and call them and ask to take the tour at one of those places. The number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them you want to take the tour, and they'll do the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. Give National Aviation Academy a call. One of the things that I've always said, do your research. Look into the institution that you're looking at. Make sure that institution is going to meet the needs and expectations you have for that institution, and understand what you have to do and what the institution should be doing for you. Education, is not free in this country. Education is an opportunity, and opportunities cost. So please do your research, and make sure you pick the education institution that fits your needs the best. Again, we're here to help. Give us a call, look at us. But ultimately, if you're looking into being an aviation maintenance technician, the industry needs you, and National Aviation Academy wants you to be successful no matter where you go.
Okay, and that's Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Make sure you go over there and check them out. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. You won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. And I got to go. Here comes the music, Bo. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yep. And by the way, folks, don't forget that I will be back tonight with more on your radio on this station. Have a great day. Stay low, stay safe, stay warm. See you later.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.